Okay, be quiet.
You on?
Welcome, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. Let's get this started and let's try to get this organized again.
Welcome to the
Holy Welcome back, Arash. I'm having technical difficulties over here. We're trying to get things taken care of. I will work it out. Let's see if we can get our music going, and if not, we'll just continue to go. Get our friends here. See if we can get this music going real quick. All right, we got some music going. Got that turned up. I am calling from the foothills of California near Yosemite National Park. We're going to get our friends back in here. We'll see what we can do. Give me a moment. I'll be out of the room. We decided to go on our phone since the technical difficulties are arising. Let's get our friends back in here. I apologize, everybody. We're adding all our friends here. Welcome, welcome. It is Valentine's Day weekend. I am your host, Poetic, and we're trying to get everybody in here again because I'm just having technical difficulties. See if we can get our friends, see what's going on. All right, so if anybody wants to call in, we can have some readings. Welcome, Hayes. How are you? How have you been? It's been a while. Can I get some other friends in here? Can you hear my music okay? All right, welcome Eric, welcome Tex, Arash, Hayes, everybody, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. We're getting over our technical difficulties. Next time it'll be more authentic and professional on our computer. I was just having some difficulties and I decided let's do it the easy way. And we're going to go on the podcast. So welcome, John. Welcome, everybody. How's everybody feeling this weekend? We're going to have Valentine's Day. Who out there celebrates Valentine's Day? Who has a Valentine's Day to celebrate with? And do you consider yourself your own Valentine? Let's get some other music going, too. Thank you, John DeVito. Welcome, Forgotten. Welcome, me. Welcome, everybody. We'll see who we can get here. Fat Tuesday is going to happen. Yes, you are correct, Eric. Did you, John? How did that go? Was that just magical? And do you guys try to relive and you know, exceed the expectations each year? Let's see. I'm trying to get some music. If anybody is having, you did it by mistake? Why, you forgot it was Valentine's Day or what? Let's see. You both forgot it was Valentine's Day. Now, I apologize. We're getting some music going now. All right. So I feel like Valentine's Day You can make Valentine's Day any day, right? It's up to you. Why wait till Valentine's Day to celebrate? Just go with the flow. Today, we should give self-love a lot more too, I believe. Just celebrate love every day and a lot of things would be resolved, right? I'm doing well, Jeff. Thank you for joining us here at the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic. I do intuitive card readings. I am an energy healer, and we are just talking spirituality and energy today. If anybody is wanting a card reading, we can do a sample card reading and see what the universe or source has to say. We did the daily card reading today, and I'm going to tell you what it was. We got the Ten of Swords reversed, and then we've got Rise Above. And if you guys are connected with me, you can connect at wholeshift.com, wholeshift.com. I have all of my links to my social media up in the right-hand corner. You can also scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there is the Instagram feed, and you can check out the pictures for today's daily card. What we are reminded today of is that we must release the weight of the past. From years ago to a couple of minutes, come back to your heart. It's time to let go and remember your truth. Focus your energy. Rise above and step into your dreams. Release the doubt, step into your potential, and watch your life change. Now, you guys, I always have messages that come to me when I do readings for others. And it's funny how, you know, when I'm just doing a general card reading, it also pertains to me. I will definitely give you a card. And how do I deal with anxiety? I feel like the best way to deal with anxiety is to take a moment and come back to you, ground yourself, take a moment to take a deep breath. Breathing is very key. Meditation. So I would, I do have a meditation, an energy healing meditation that is in my previous live cast, and I have published the show that you can check out. But I will, your readings for me, Tex, will definitely not give you anxiety. If you go to my site and see the testimonials or you ask any of the followers here, it's always a good energy. Take a moment and just ground yourself. Imagine you have tree roots coming out of the bottom of your feet and grow into the earth and ground your energy so you're not so floaty into your thoughts, right? And then open yourself up to source and know that you are completely taken care of. There is nothing but love and abundance in this universe, and we must shift our perspective, shift your energy to see the possibilities instead of the obstacles, because there's always a way to get through. Yes, we always have to. There's never a bad reading. There is never a bad reading. And it's all a matter of perception. So if somebody gets a tarot card that is death, that doesn't mean you're going to die or that somebody is going to die. Okay? If you get that card, it means a shift. It means a change of focus. It could mean a new job. It could mean the end of a cycle for you, the end of this dark night of the soul that you're experiencing with the anxiety and stress and the hopelessness and despair. Okay? It's always a positive thing. And if there are tarot card readers or psychics or anybody out there that are giving you a reading saying, this is going to happen tomorrow, or this is what's, and it's a negative thing, you are powerful. Your energy can shift what's going to happen. Law of attraction, what energy you put out there. So if you're putting anxious energy out there, whatever energy you put out there, whether it be love, happiness, or fear, or anxiety, you're going to call more reasons to feel that energy. So if you're anxious like you are, you're going to find more reasons to be anxious. If you try to slowly come back to yourself and ground yourself, you're going to slowly start seeing reasons for possibility and the reasons why, oh, this happened. Okay, that means that wasn't the right way. Let's see the other possibility for me. I mean, whatever you need to do, some people have to take a run. If you need to travel, if you need to read, if you need to go into your corner and do a meditation, if you need to get into video games so you can drown out the craziness and chaos of the outside world, whatever it takes to bring yourself to the present moment is what is key for you to relieve your anxiety. So it's not any, there's no specific, perfect, right way to come back to self and meditate. It can be a variety of ways, whatever feels right to you. Okay, so me, what deck would you like, Mama? You know some of my decks by name, and you can also go 1 through 15. It's up to you. Where's the other decks? I have two. I don't know where I are at. Anyways, the romance. Okay. Whispers of Love. I wonder where Whispers of Love is. Oh, there's a couple of them. Oh, they're there. Okay. So I got two decks. Which one? Whispers of Love or the Romance Angels? All right. So, since I have a couple people here that have not been witness to my readings, everything is energy. We are all energy. Our thoughts, our feelings, anything outside of us, physical, it is all a frequency of energy. Some have more dense energy, some have more light energy, more free-flowing and less dense, right? Hi, Mike. Welcome. So all I do when I connect with you to do my readings, I ask you to open up your energy, your mind, to allowing me to connect with you, to pull whatever message it is from source, the universe, God, your ancestors, your higher self, whatever you believe that is out there. Allow me to connect with you in order to pull whatever information or message that you need at this time. So just take a deep breath and focus, text. If you end up wanting a reading from now on, I mean, this is how you know that this is how I do my readings. I listen to the cards. Sometimes I connect with the book. Sometimes, or at all times, I connect with my intuition and channel whatever information I get. So let's see what the Romance Angels cards have to say about me. Just open up your energy, Mama. I know that you have to stop overthinking things. You don't have to control everything at every moment. Just allow things to flow, right? Because you have a lot of, you're overthinking things and it's not as bad as you think. So let's see what my screen went black. Welcome, Ninja. Welcome, everybody. Again, this is the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic. We are doing a reading for our friend Me here. We're just shuffling the cards. Ooh. So, is your love life being affected by the kids or by children? Are you maybe distracted and stressed out? And then you don't allow yourself to fully let go of the stress of the day in order to, that's the card that popped out, in order to fully connect with. So you're always Mama. You're always going to be Mama. And you know that you have to put on your mask first before you put that oxygen mask on the kids. So you've got to take some time out for you. Maybe go on, you know, hike, do the spa, do something that you have to do to get away from the kids and come back to you. And maybe it'll help you clear your mind so you can refocus. Welcome, Patrick. Thank you for joining us. Please follow. Please share. A Vegas trip? Ooh. Me, when are we going to Vegas? I've never been to Vegas. So are you planning this with your friend? So I got another card, and it's true love. This romance is of a lifetime. And the bottom of the deck energy is make the effort. Great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. You've got to realize self-love is the most important thing of them all. If you're not fully happy and completely in love with yourself at the moment, then it's going to affect every relationship that's going on out there. You've got to release the outside troubles and come back to you. And what is your heart truly saying to you? If you're not being treated the way you want to be treated, maybe you need to take some time for yourself and treat you and spoil you. Maybe disconnect from some things for a while. Or maybe it's time for you to have that conversation and say, this is what I'm feeling, and if this is not... If you're not open to compromising and helping me get through this, then, you know, it isn't super easy, but even 5 minutes can give your mind. So we've got text in the chat saying it's not easy to take care of yourself. How do you go about taking care of yourself? Because it's not super easy. It is not super easy. And yes, Alpha can definitely attribute himself to that. He has been working on that since a long time ago, to take time to come back to himself and clear out the bullshit of everybody else's expectations and decisions and holding clout over other people's opinions of what we do and how we think and our actions and everything. We have to come back to ourselves and know that if I'm following my heart and being true to myself, those people that are meant to be in my life will follow and be there too. And Mike, I want you to remember, it's never done. Our work is never done. Life is a spiral. It is not a circle. It's not a circle of life. It's a spiral of life. We come back to these lessons and find deeper understandings and deeper meanings to these lessons. If you have responsibilities, I have responsibilities. I have a regular job. I have started this side gig. I have my son. I do lack the action. However, I always take time for myself. When I first wake up in the morning and eat, and when I first started, I had to set my alarm for like 3 to 4 different alarms to wake up a little bit earlier than I did before, to write a page of appreciations, a page of gratitudes, and a half a page of affirmations. There's also a rampage of appreciation. You can connect with a friend and just call their phone while you're on the way to work. Find a partner. You guys connect through my website, and maybe I'll find a way on the Facebook group, if you guys want to connect there as well, to connect and have friends that want to do a rampage of appreciation, and just try to get your frequency into that of seeing the possibilities and the things to be grateful for instead of the things that we're stressed about and the worries and all the negative things. A rampage of appreciation is where you call somebody and you just go on a rampage of appreciation. I appreciate that I woke up before the sun today. I appreciate that I woke up without my alarm. I appreciate that my son did an amazing job cleaning the house yesterday while I was at work. I appreciate having friends around me that support me and push me to be the best self that I can be. I appreciate that I found an amazing dog through happenstance, and she is one of the best things that have ever happened to me. I appreciate that I have a home that is amazing, and I am working on manifesting an actual property home instead of an apartment home. I appreciate that I have a dependable car. So it's just going on and on for however long you try to go for the full time of the voicemail and just getting in there, journaling, whatever it may be. If you want to do it privately, do a journal. Call yourself from a different phone, whatever it may be, do what you got to do. You got to do little things, meditation, go on a run, whatever it may be, small little steps. It takes a minute. It takes a minute. Go into the mirror before you're getting, or right before you get in the shower, right after you get in the shower, right before you go to bed, and say, I am powerful. I am strong. I am confident. And try to work on those things that affect you. Me, you have this true love. You've got to find that true love of yourself, and this true love will manifest in the physical and the outside partner. Whether it be the one that you're thinking of now or somebody else, know that you have those desires and that vision of that love that you want in your life, and that will come true as long as you stay focused on the love of self. Does that help you? Welcome, everybody. Thank you, Madam Euphrane. Chronic to the Holy Shift podcast. I am your host, Poetic. Again, we just pulled a couple cards and come back to self. Spoil yourself, me. You have true love. And first start with yourself. The true love is worth waiting for. You got this, mama. So today, we have to love ourselves. Embrace the whole self. We are both light and dark, as Alpha Mike just reminded me. There's the good and what people say as the bad, which is only contrast. It just shows us the possibilities and helps us become more focused on what we truly want in our lives, right? So who has light work and shadow work? Embrace the full self. Definitely. All right, let's see what we got going on here. Big Bang, welcome to the Holy Shift podcast. It's been a while. Thank you. Anybody want to call in? We could have a call. Again, we had the daily cards today. Was the Ten of Swords and Rise Above. We are remembering that we got to release all the weight of the past and let go and refocus our energy and come back to our heart space, our heart center, and be true to ourselves. Be true to our highest self. You know what's meant for you. You know your biggest dream and desire can come true if you apply yourself. Stop holding yourself back, right? So let's see. Welcome, Madam Euphrane is coming in here. Welcome.
Hey. You know what? You can call me Jackie.
Okay, Jackie.
We can. That makes it easier, right?
Yes. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I love the reading in your pod earlier.
Oh, nice.
Amy Elizabeth,
yeah.
Is awesome. I have Amy not heard Elizabeth. From her because I'm not on TikTok or Snapchat. And I've had many people tell me I need to get on there. And I'm working out of getting my comfort zone. And as soon as I get my home rearranged, we are going to go on the camera. And we're going to pull some cards on the camera here in the next few days. So as soon as I get
this we'll
have things on video soon too. So,
and where are you going to post that?
It'll probably be on the Instagram, and I'm not sure if I can do it on Facebook simultaneously or how that's going to work, and we'll see how that goes. I also have a YouTube I'd never used, so I'm working it out. I'm going to just jump into it, because if I try to think about it and plan, then I don't act. And so
yeah.
I've just rearranged a bunch of things in the home, and once I get it organized enough to look decent to be on camera, then we'll get it on camera.
Well, if you end up having any questions about live streaming, because I've done it on Instagram and, well, I've done it on Reddit and Facebook simultaneously, and I've done it on Reddit and Instagram simultaneously. So if you have a laptop and you have your phone, you're set.
So
you can
do it.
I have
a phone and I have the, I have a desktop, but it has a camera. So I don't know how we're going to, we'll see. I've got a friend to come help me out and, yeah, we'll figure it out here. I don't know. I have a couple different devices, so I could possibly do it on an iPad and my phone too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so fun.
So what do you got planned for the weekend?
Well, tonight I have my 8 p.m. Live stream on Reddit. That's my Friday night party. It's my, it feels like my night out because I even get dressed up to feel like I'm going clubbing or something.
Really? So what what happens on the on Reddit tonight?
Okay. Well, I change it up every time. So I usually end up channeling a reading for everyone who's on.
Nice.
And then sometimes I'll do some individual reads, but I'll just listen to see what's coming through because sometimes the individual reads don't happen because I've just channeled more information for the collective, which is pretty cool.
Right.
And then, sometimes I usually start with some type of game. So sometimes we play the game of things or do an improv based game or we do some trivia. I just, you know, I just want to spread some joy.
You always spread joy when I hear from you. Your energy is magnetic, and especially when you have your co-host on your podcast. She is absolutely magnetic.
Awesome. Madame Frassini.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you.
So you
know what?
What's up?
Yeah, I just called because I thought, yeah, what the heck, I'll call.
Do you have any information for our collective today?
Let's see. You know what? I'm going to just pull a card.
Okay. Everybody, this is Jackie, and she has an amazing podcast, and she is also on Instagram, and she pulls cards. She does daily reading. She does yoga. All these amazing things. You guys, please check her out. She's been an amazing friend since I've started following her.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely.
It's a joyful yogini. The joyful yogini. That's how they can find me.
Yes.
All right. So I pulled two cards. So for the collective, the first I pulled from my goddess oracle, my goddess guidance oracle cards deck, and I got Rhiannon. So sorceress, you're magic. You are a magical person who can manifest your clear intentions into reality. So I feel like everyone who's listening to this podcast now or listening to it at another time, we all just need that reminder that we are manifestors. And if you are unhappy in an area of your life, all you have to do is choose to make those changes. And you might not know how to make those changes, but if you just simply make the choice of, I'm done with this, I'm ready to bring more joy and happiness in all areas of my life, and be open to following the signs, because we get signs in very different ways. Sometimes it's through a dream. Sometimes it's through a conversation we overhear. And, you know, sometimes it's through a song or an animal that we see. So we're all getting signs every single day, helping us to guide us on the right path. And, you know, when you get that whisper, that brilliant thought that comes into your head that feels just so freaking good, either write it down or just start moving forward in it. And maybe keep that information to yourself for now, because sometimes when you tell other people what you're like, oh, I have this great idea, and then their judgments can come up because they care for you and because they can't get into their own fear and their own frustration and their own anxiety and their own patterns of what has happened to them or what has happened to you in the past. But you know you better than anyone else. So it's really important for you to stay on that path. So that's why sometimes you have to keep some things to yourself until the energy is thoroughly flowing to you. So you've got to take those initial action steps first. The other card that came in was Sarasvati, the arts. So express yourself through creative activities. So right now, I think those who are tuning in will really benefit by artistic. So whether it's playing an instrument, whether it's singing, whether it's dancing, whether it is painting, carving, sewing, you know, something has to be creative so you can just get in the flow. When you are in the flow, you are getting into your creative play center. So this is your second chakra, and this is where your fertility resides, your joy resides, your sexuality, and your abundance. Like all of that is there. So using the arts right now is really important for all of us. So turn on the radio, get some arts going for yourself, and that is going to help you to manifest faster and to be clearer on what you want, because the happier you are, the more aligned you are with your soul. So it's important for you to get into that place of alignment.
Beautiful.
And that's it.
Beautiful. Get creative out there, everybody. We all are all creative in our own ways. Don't limit yourself and don't say, oh, I'm not creative. You have your own unique creativity and you know what fully brings you that joy. Again, what gets you in that complete flow state in that present moment, that's what you got to come back to.
That's beautiful. Definitely. That's awesome. Thank you, Poe. I'm so glad. I was just drawn to calling in. Didn't know what the heck I was going to say or ask you or anything. So this was perfect.
Divine guidance, divine timing. We all know, right?
Yeah, I love it.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Keep doing what you do, honey. You're awesome.
Thank you. You too. Definitely.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. You guys definitely check Jackie out on the Joyful Yogini, and I believe it's, can you put it in the chat, Jackie? Is it the .joyful.yogini on Instagram and also multiple other platforms? Reddit, she said, and Facebook, I think, maybe. That was amazing, right, Mike? I love when we have guests. You guys, I think we're going to do a freestyle podcast later tonight, and we may have a co-host, a guest here, and just talk about whatever comes up, maybe business, maybe spirit and energy. We may have some music going, all that good stuff, and just have a freestyle vibe tonight, later on this evening. Belle, I appreciate you. Hi, Dean and Joe. Welcome, you guys. We are just wrapping up. We had an amazing read today from Jackie of the Joyful Yogini podcast. I have posted on Instagram and Facebook the daily card, which was the reversed Ten of Swords and Rise Above. We are overcoming all the weight that we have held over ourselves from the past, from other people. We're letting all that go. I appreciate you guys for coming. We're going to start moving forward and progressing in a whole e-shift. So just keep your eyes and ears out for all the new things to come. And thank you for joining me. Please follow. We've got a few more follows to get to 400. So let's see if we can get there, you guys. Thank you for your support. Contact me at wholeeshift.com. wholeeshift.com. There's my Instagram, Facebook group, and page. I have Twitter on there, which I'm not as active, but I will start working on that. We will get more going here with the Holy Shift, and I will see you all soon. Thank you for joining me. I love you all.